that. Welcome you to
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Thursday night. My goodness. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you, Audrey. Glad to have you with us. Audrey's on YouTube. And we love you, Phyllis and Dan, too. Thank you for being with us. The first ones here. Yeah, amen. Amen. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Amen. Probably just for more room. Yeah. Yeah, because that is one of the things that the enemy will try to do is get you in that process of thinking of, oh, I wish they were here to do this and I wish they were here to do that, which of course we do, but then you have to remember they're in a place that they're experiencing things that anything on here or anything here on earth is anything to them. But also he will get you thinking, what if I would have done this? What if I would have done that? What if this would have been different? Don't get stuck in that trap. That is the enemy's trap. You know, you did everything as perfectly as you could as a human here. You know, so don't let him pull you into, well, if this would have been different or that or... And that's the thing that Pastor and I constantly have to remind each other. It doesn't matter what if he's in, you know, they are experiencing an amazing Christmas and there is nothing here that could compare to anything they're having there now. Did that make sense? Yes, yes, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. God is in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you, Rebecca, and Sunday, too. Hallelujah. Well, we could for a minute, but now we don't again. Now we see it. Searching. No, go. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one. I'm going to go to the Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, we ask for the salvation of a billion souls in the Middle East and around the world. We ask for the salvation of Jews and Muslims. We pray that innocent lives are protected during the current violence and war. We ask that you use the evil there to open the eyes of millions of people. Give many visions and dreams revealing Christ. Release great signs and wonders to confirm the gospel. We ask that many laborers be sent into the harvest field of the Middle East, and we pray for their protection. We pray that you, Lord, the Prince of Peace, the giver of life and blessing, pour out your spirit in unprecedented measure. And we pray for the body of Christ. We ask that the church be alert and protected from every demonic strategy. We ask you to awaken your love and compassion in our hearts for all people from every nation. Strengthen our brothers and sisters suffering in this time. Pour out amazing grace. Supply for their needs. Protect them and do what you do so well, Yahweh. Turn this evil back on the head of the serpent. Make him pay. We declare that the plan of the evil one to stop the coming harvest will fail. God, our Father, make known your wisdom and strength through your church to principalities and powers throughout all the world. Amen.
Since the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day of healing. By His stripes we were healed. I was healed and I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I am healed. I am. I am healed. I am healed. Thank you, Lord. I am healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ha 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 ha
My heavenly spirit is seeking your good pleasure and your will. Tadashabala Kavada Hesia Tabapura Pusha Biyada Kadabalaro. Haladia Shastuya Teva Kalada Hitabiara Pushtubia Tabiara Roko. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Kadesh da palaketa paparo.
That was the end. It was kind of abrupt, wasn't it? He wasn't ready yet. Yes. Amen. Since I was healed, I am healed. Amen. I are healed. Amen. And so are you. One twenty-six. Oh, yeah. Started out with 118. When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our... Amen. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Yep, bringing in the sheaves, yep. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Try again. Amen. I'm not sure you never got far enough into the sentence for me to figure it out. It is both. Yes, yes. Yeah, here, I'll look it up. Matthew 2:10 was where they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And yeah, when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Amen. 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 Love you, Richard. We're glad you're with us. And we rebuke the word curses the doctor is speaking. No weapon formed against you can prosper. Amen. Amen. We have that I can see, Richard, Rebecca, Sunday. And I think Audrey was here. Yeah, Audrey was here right at the very start. She may still be with us. Love you guys. So glad you're here. Yeah, and Dan and Phyllis. We forget them too. Yes. Yes. You are, and we're happy. It is almost 9:30. And do you want me to share screen so you can do communion? Here we go. While everybody gathers your communion elements, I'm going to read out of the Bible the verses of Scripture that pertain to communion. They're found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That was really interesting how Dr. Hagen addressed that tonight, too, judging yourself. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Hallelujah. Take the time to judge yourself always. Right. Yeah, amen. Yeah. No, that's good, though. That is. That was really good, though. That is something that we need to be aware of constantly. So that was good, I think. So here we go. Anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I am going to share the screen. We're going to put up a prayer of salvation so you can read it. We'll read it together. And then you will have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You will be saved and born again. Hallelujah. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us. And even if you've prayed this prayer 100 times before or 1,000 times before, please feel free to read it again. It is such a great rededication and a great refreshing to your spirit and soul. So here we go. I'm going to put the prayer up and let's pray this out loud together. Pray this from the very depths of your heart as if it's going to change your life and your eternity, because it will. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life, and I make you my Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we welcome you to the family of God. We're so happy for you. We'd love to hear from you that you've made that decision. We'd love to answer any questions you have, help bring understanding to whatever you have. We have thousands of videos that if you have questions on things, we can send you links to these videos to help bring understanding. And please join us every time you can. We're here every day of the week. This family that we call the community of faith that are here with us regularly, they're a wonderful, wonderful support for you in your new walk, your new life with Jesus. So we welcome you. We're so happy for you, and you're free to receive communion with us. So now what I'm going to do is share the screen again. I'll put up the communion prayers so we can pray those out loud together. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it together. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name, amen. And now let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Jesus, for your body broken, for everything that you suffered to save us. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you'll lift up your juice. Now, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And let's receive the juice together. And Jesus, we thank you for your cleansing and healing blood.
Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I receive dreams, visions, and revelations. Amen. All right, so thank you all for being with us. Thank you all for being with us. God bless your sleep tonight with amazing dreams and visions. And our Audrey is still with us. We're so happy. Amen. We do. Prayer time. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Amen. Yes, with you all. Amen. Night, everyone.